I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just wrapped his sophomore season at South Dakota State, averaged 19.7 points per game, shot 45.3% from three-point range. You might remember him, because back in the non-conference portion of the schedule, he was inside FedEx Forum downtown Memphis, scored 35 points against the Tigers in a competitive game that Memphis ultimately pulled out. He is now, after his coach, T.J. Osterberger, left for UNLV, considering a transfer. Seven schools under consideration. One of them is the University of Memphis. David Jenkins joins me right now. DJ, it's Gary. How you doing, man?
I'm blessed, man. How you doing?
Everything's good, my world. It's good to catch up. I didn't anticipate when we were having barbecue here in Memphis and then walking over to the Lorraine Motel National Civil Rights Museum, spending that night together, we might be talking about you being a Tiger someday, but here we are. How did this happen?
Oh, yeah, man. It actually happened, just, you know, kind of when we played Memphis. I guess Penny and, you know, Mike Miller got it, got to see me in person, live in action. You know, when I played them, Mike Miller knew a little bit about me before the game, because his niece goes to school here and is one of the all-time leading scorers here as a girl. You know, so he kind of knew of me a little bit as well. So kind of like when the season was over, you know, I ended up scoring like 35 points in them or whatever. Season was over, and, you know, obviously, as you mentioned before, our head coach, T.J. Osterberger, ended up taking the head coaching job at UNLV. So I decided it was probably my best interest to explore my options. And as soon as I put my name in that portal, Mike Miller hits my phone, you know, and I connect well with that guy. He's a great guy. Penny Hardaway is some great dudes, and they have a great thing going on over there. So I felt like I should explore that option, you know, take a visit down there and really see what's in my best interest down there.
I'm talking to David Jenkins, South Dakota State transfer. He averaged 19.7 points per game this past season, shot 45.3% from three-point range, put 35 on the Tigers inside FedEx Forum, and he's now considering a transfer. University of Memphis is on his list. You mentioned a potential visit. Have you got that scheduled yet? Do you know when you might come down to Memphis?
I haven't got a schedule yet, but I plan on doing these next few weeks here pretty soon, because I plan on making my decision within this next month. So should be coming up soon per year.
It is no surprise to me that some of the big boys have gotten involved with you, because I remember sitting with you a couple of years ago, and I think it was me, you, TJ, and Mike sitting at a table together. And TJ, and this is before I'd seen you play, TJ said, this is going to be the next conference player of the year, and you were obviously on that trajectory. Now that you're available, TJ's obviously still involved at UNLV, Oregon, UCLA, Washington State, Gonzaga, Memphis, and South Dakota State is still involved as well. Is that fair?
Yeah, South Dakota State is involved a little bit. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you get phone calls from big brands like UNLV, Memphis, UCLA, Gonzaga, Oregon, what does that mean to you, considering that obviously you weren't recruited by that level of school coming out of high school?
Obviously, it's a blessing for me, and it opened my eyes and, you know, kind of let me know how hard I've been working and what the work has done for me. As you mentioned before, I wasn't recruited like that out of high school. I was kind of overlooked, you know, overshadowed. I've seen a lot of my friends getting those big-time offers, but at the same time, I didn't get discouraged. I just kept working. And I did what I could here at South Dakota State in these past 2 years, and it's obviously showing off a little bit. That's why some of these big-name schools are calling me. So, like I said, it's just at the end of the day, it's a blessing overall, and it lets me know that not only I'm not content. Like, I want to keep – that's motivation for me to keep working out much more harder, because at the end of the day, like, I got another ultimate goal that I'm trying to reach, you know, so –
I'm talking to David Jenkins, South Dakota State transfer. He's here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's on Twitter, at WorldStarDave. As I've mentioned multiple times, you shot 45.3% from three-point range. Memphis was not a good three-point shooting team at all last season. How much, if at all, has Penny or Mike talked to you about being the shooter they need to be on a court with, you know, arguably the future number one pick in the NBA draft in James Wiseman? Have they talked to you at all about role, about fit?
Yeah, they told me. Obviously, they know I'm a scorer, so they told me they wanted me to come in and contribute, you know, with the scoring right away. it's funny you ask that question because me and Mike Miller joke all the time on the phone. When he calls me, we joke about, I told him when I come down there, we need to have a shooting contest to see who will win. And he always says, yep. He said, as long as it's spot shots, then I'll win. He said, but we start moving, I'll lose for sure. He said, I'm getting old, man. But, no, we always joke about that, and he knows how well of a shooter I am. I know how well of a shooter he is, so he feels like he can help me in that area as well. Him and Penny both know that they want me to come in and contribute with the scoring glow right away. And I feel like, they mentioned the number one recruit in the country, and it felt like me and him would feed off each other well and be able to do certain things. So they felt like it would be a really good fit for me, and I feel like it would be a good fit for me as well. That's why I feel like I was going to go down there and take a visit and see what's really going on.
Is there a chance you could actually play without missing a year? I would assume you would apply for the waiver like everybody else and then hope for the best because the NCAA grants them wildly inconsistently. But is there any realistic hope that you could actually play next season as opposed to have to sit out a year?
There is. I talked to multiple coaches about that. Obviously, the NCAA grants certain things when your coach leaves, gets fired, or sometimes when people go closer to home. So it really just depends on, the NCAA does randomly at times. So there's a chance that I'll be able to play, but at the same time, I'm prepared for the worst. If I don't have to play, then that's another year for me to get better, work on my game, work on certain things that I feel like I need to get better on this year. So ultimately I can come back that next year and be just as dominant.
Talking to David Jenkins here, South Dakota State transfer. He's on Twitter at WorldStar Dave. Obviously, as I mentioned, one of the schools recruiting you right now is UNLV, coached by your former coach, TJ Otzelberger. How much does the relationship between you and TJ give UNLV a real advantage to securing a commitment from you in the coming weeks or months?
If I'm being transparent here, TJ being the coach there, it gives them a good advantage. I mean, at the same time, because me and TJ go way back before I even committed to South Dakota State, he knew me and was recruiting me at the University of Washington. So our relationship built it before I even ended up at South Dakota State. So, but I know at the same time, making this decision going to my next college, I got to at least try to take the emotion out of it and really see what school is the best fit for me and is going to be the best situation overall for me in my next 3 years and, going into my pro career, what school is going to give me the best opportunity to take that next step. So at the same time, I know what TJ brings for me. I know he's a great guy, great coach, and I know he looks out for my best interest, not as a player, but not just only as a player, but for a man as well. So obviously UNLV is in the race, and, him being there and their head coach gives them a great advantage as well.
I'm wrapping up here with David Jenkins, South Dakota State transfer, who shot 45% from three-point range this past season, averaged 19.7 points per game, put 35 points on the Tigers inside FedEx Forum in the non-conference portion of the schedule. Last thing before I let you go, do you have a timetable? Is there a date where I want to be committed by then? I want to be enrolled in my new school by then. Do you have it marked on the calendar anywhere?
Well, So my last visit, UNLV is probably going to be like the first weekend of May. So I want to say just probably like a few days after that. So I stay somewhere around either between May 8th, between May 12th. My birthday is on May 8th. So sometime after that, early May, that I want to be able to know that I'm committed and signed to a team, so I'm not having to worry through the whole summer where I'm going to go and where I'm going to end up playing the next few following years. So somewhere around that time frame is where I want to end up knowing where I'm going to go, and so I can get into the program and meet the new teammates if I do end up going. So that's going
to
be that.
It makes sense to me. That's David Jenkins, South Dakota State transfer. Considering seven schools right now, the University of Memphis is one of them. He's on Twitter at WorldStar Dave. DJ, thanks so much, man. And listen, whether you end up at Memphis or UNLV or anywhere else, seems clear to me you've got a bright future. So I can't wait to keep talking about you, keep writing about you wherever you pick your next school.
I appreciate you for calling, man. Thank you.
All right, I'll see you. That's David Jenkins, South Dakota State transfer. A tremendous player. Like I said, averaged 19.7 points per game last season. Shot 45% from three. I think he'd be excellent at Memphis, but he'd be excellent at UNLV, Oregon, UCLA, Washington State, Gonzaga, or if he stays at South Dakota State. He's got a bunch of good options there, and it's interesting that the second he said he hit the transfer portal,
boom,
Mike Miller was on the phone with him and trying to see if they can get involved and maybe get a visit, and they are involved.
Yeah.
And DJ said that he is planning to set up a visit in the next few weeks. The reason I mentioned possibly playing with James Wiseman is because it is possible that he could. The NCAA grants waivers all the time to players that I don't know that they should be granting waivers to based on the normal transfer rules that are in place. To be clear, I hate the sit-out rule.
Hate it.
I don't think it should be there. Yeah. I think people should – players – if T.J. Otzelberger can leave South Dakota State and go to UNLV and coach immediately, and Mick Cronin can leave Cincinnati and go to UCLA and coach immediately, I don't know why players should have to sit out. It's never made sense. Amateur student athletes are restricted in any way is something I've written about extensively and been against forever. I wish they would do away with that. I think maybe someday they will. But right now there are still transfer rules in place, and unless you're a grad transfer, you are at risk of having to sit out. But you know, you can get a story together that might get you a waiver. And you heard David Jenkins say he's talked to multiple staffs about trying to do that. He would prepare for the worst.
Mm-hmm.
If he has to sit out, he has to sit out. But the goal is to play basketball somewhere next season. So whether he enrolls at UNLV, Memphis, Oregon, UCLA, Washington State, Gonzaga, he's going to apply for that waiver and try to be eligible immediately. Whether it would work or not, you can never tell with the NCAA because, like I told him, they're wildly inconsistent. But it's worth a shot. Doesn't cost a penny to try. Yeah. And so it's worth trying. By the way, just an incredibly impressive young man. Because I'm tight with TJ, I've got, and like 2 years ago, they played at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Last year, they played at Memphis. Both times, I went to dinner with the team the night before and sat with David Jenkins at dinner, like at the table times. So I've had extensive conversations with him and always come across just
sharp
really,
kid.
He's a sharp young man, really impressive young guy, and a hell of a basketball player as well. Oh. So, like I said, wherever he ends up, he's going to be an impactful player at the Division I level in what are going to be his final 2 years of college. That's David Jenkins. You can follow him on Twitter at WorldStar. Dave, we'll be
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.